For centuries, people have been fighting over whether governments should allow trade between countries. There have been, and probably always will be, two sides to the argument. Some people argue that just letting everybody trade freely is best for both the country and the world. Others argue that trade with other countries makes it harder for some people to make a good living. Both sides are at least partly right. International trade matters a lot. Its effects on the life of people are enormous. Imagine a world in which your country did not trade at all with other countries. Imagine what kind of job you would be likely to get, and what goods you could buy or not buy in such a world. For the United States, for example, start by imagining that it lived without its $70 billion a year in imported oil, and cut back on its energy use because the remaining domestic oil and other energy sources were more expensive. Producers and consumers in other parts of the economy would feel the same if they were suddenly stripped of foreign-made goods like CD players and clothing. On the export side, suppose that Boeing could sell airplanes and farmers could sell their crops only within the United States, and that U.S. universities could admit only domestic students. In each case, there are people who gain and people who lose from cutting off international trade. In any case, less or more international trade will have strong effects on your career as well as your life. For years, American companies are often faced with the choice of buying American-made goods, which are expensive, and foreign-made goods, which are cheap. If the company buys American goods, it may anger taxpayers by failing to keep prices low. But if it buys foreign goods, it may endanger the jobs of American workers. Recently, Congress has passed a law compelling American companies with government contracts to give preference to domestic goods and services.